USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is about to reach 50,000. According to the Johns Hopkins coronavirus researchers who are tracking the virus worldwide, and there are more than 869,000 confirmed cases of it in the United States. But there are signs of hope in the big hotspot of New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City just said at the morning news briefing,
the daily number of people admitted to hospitals for suspected COVID-19, that is down from 227 to 176. So that's great. That's a serious decline.
President Trump today will sign a small business relief package during a ceremony in the Oval Office, adding funds for a small business loan program to help employers keep workers on the payroll despite the pandemic. The initial money ran out in days. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is looking at possibly extending social distancing guidelines. During yesterday's coronavirus briefing, the president said the guidelines could stretch beyond May 1st if he thinks the country's not in a safe place. The measures he set out last month are otherwise due to expire next Thursday. Meanwhile, Bill Gates says he's concerned that some economies are opening too soon. And he also says there could be a second wave of the virus that could be worse than the first one.
We know that if you go fully back to normal mixing, that then you get onto that exponential growth curve. You know, I am afraid we'll have some people and some states that move too quickly.
An economic report out today showing durable goods orders way down. Those orders for big-ticket items falling 14.4% in March as the coronavirus pandemic was shutting down the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Easter for Christians, Passover for Jews have come and gone during the pandemic, and now Muslims around the world are celebrating the first full day of Ramadan, and they're doing so during the pandemic. The month-long observance is more than just fasting during daylight hours. It also calls for Muslims to gather in the evening to pray and enjoy each other's company, which is hard to do when mosques are closed. The observance honors the month that Muslims believe God revealed the Quran to Muhammad. Some businesses have done it. Now some big schools are giving back some coronavirus relief money they'd received.
More large universities and colleges are either returning or halting tax dollars they received amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump says the aid would have gone to Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, and more large businesses to the amount of $350 million.
And either they're not gone out or we've renegotiated it and they're not getting them. So in a couple of cases, they're sending them back and sending them back immediately.
The Paycheck Protection Program was meant for small businesses and industries hit hardest by the health crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And a just-released government report on the economy shows durable goods way down, orders for big-ticket items falling 14.4% in March. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.